when you are living in a very unbalanced world as you are, keeping your own balance becomes increasingly important. And it is impossible, of course, to do that completely, but it is a time for the registration practices, which is, this bad thing has happened. I know about it. I put it away from me. I file it. But when I go back to myself, I do the thing, think the thought, feel the feeling that brings me back to balance, because we do not need two unbalanced things happening at the same time. Many people are working with this now, and it is a good thing, because there needs to be a certain percentage of light in the world in order for a big change to be made. And on Earth right now, you're getting very close to that percentage, and we hold for you that that percentage will come very soon, because it is truly needed. In the meantime, your relationship with yourself becomes the most important thing, and your ability to go back to your roots, to go back to your identity, your true identity, and remember what that identity was about, what it loved, what it wanted to do, not some ego-driven accomplishment, but what brought you joy. It is so important to go back to that, because joy is the ultimate balancer when you are working in a time like the time that you are in now. It is also a time that you will find that there are certain fears that are emerging and certain judgments that are emerging. When you look at this emergence as an opportunity to clean them out, you are going to be viewing this correctly. An old fear, an old judgment, this is the time to put your own energy in the central place and expand it so that whatever that fear and judgment is, it falls off the cliff. You do not need to hold it anymore. And that is something that we want to remember. The other thing we want to remember is the power of the breath. So when you breathe now, breathe in your own energy. And it's, even if you go back a distance to find when you were in your own energy, remember that energy, breathe that energy in, and exhale the energy that is being impacted by the madness around you. So you, in essence, are breathing in sanity and exhaling insanity. And that is a wonderful thing to do in the morning, even if it is only for a few minutes, because that is what you are going to need to do as we move through this very tumultuous time. Again, it is not about not knowing. It is about not drawing in what you know, but leaving it in a different place and filing it. There it is, you know it, it is filed, and now back to my own essence, my own energy, the things that I love. And what you will find in this time is even small things have a great power, because they restore you. They allow you to feel who you really are and not get lost in what takes away from you who you really are. And that, of course, includes safety. So that is what we want to remember as we are moving forward. So begin to breathe easily and deeply. and know that peace is all around you, surrounds you, and makes you safe. Move your energy into your heart center and illuminate your heart. All the beauty you have built, the safety, the refuge, the creation, all the things that are truly you. See them lighted and strong and speaking to you. Now find a place in your heart where water flows and drink from that water to refresh your spirit. Now see a path illuminates and calls to you. Move toward that illuminated path. And when you step onto that path, let the world fall away from you. And let the path take you so it is without effort that you are moving upward. And the air is full of the things that are good for you, full of the things that feed you and enlighten you and cherish you. And move up and out of your body with this path that takes you out of your body and into the sky. Feel the cool air blow and feel how light you have become and how the energy supports you and lifts you up. And as you are lighter, you are higher. And find that you are restored as you come to be in the place where your teacher waits for you. Spend this time with your teacher. Thank you. when you've spoken with your teacher. Receive the teacher's blessing. Thank the teacher for being with you, and allow the teacher to send you the energy that you need, not only for your body, but for your spirit, and receive that as a blessing. Now let yourself move in the night sky to feel the freedom of the universe, to know that you are part of the light that is the great balance of everything. And move in any way that you wish to move in the night sky. Come back to the path, still taking in the blessings that are intended for you. And come back toward the room. And above your circle. And as a service, find messages or gifts for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.